Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev. Many people believe poverty and prosperity are both matters of birth or luck. They believe some people are meant to be poor, and others are meant to be rich. But now you know that is not what the Word of God says. God has established certain principles of economics that govern who will be rich and who will be poor. He will not violate His own laws or principles. If we follow the principles that lead to poverty, we'll be poor. We all play an important part in determining our own financial situations. Now, Satan does his part too.
That's right.
He'll lie to us in every imaginable way to keep us poor. He will tell us myths about money. He will say that money is evil or that money will corrupt you. He might even suggest it is godly to be poor or that you become even poorer if you give to God. It's important to understand poverty is a partnership. The devil wants us to be poor, and he'll lie to us to keep us from following biblical principles that will result in wealth.
Think about that.
Poverty is a joint venture between us, Satan, and our ignorance of God's word. God's law of prosperity says that if you're a liberal giver, your money will increase. Proverbs 11:24-25, Message Bible. The world of the generous gets larger and larger. The world of the stingy gets smaller and smaller. One who blesses others is abundantly blessed. Those who help others are helped.
Think about that.
The God kind of prosperity is based upon giving. When we operate God's laws in our lives, we'll begin to experience an ever-increasing abundance.
So, you know what? Let's expose some of the tactics that Satan uses so he can be exposed and deposed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Satan is a thief, and the scripture backs it up. He's deceptive and calculating plunderer. If left unchecked, he's going to move in and out of your life at his own discretion, trying to find ways to rob and defraud you. He's stolen finances from many saints by convincing him that that poverty is godly and prosperity is evil. And his lies have kept us, many of us, crippled, ineffective, impotent, and that's been done long enough. Satan has stolen from many Christians the quality of life God intended for all his saints. But we need to establish this principle clearly in our own minds. God wants you, yes, God wants you to be prosperous, and the devil wants you to be poor. Excuse me. God has given you the biblical principles of economics to achieve prosperity, and Satan tells lies to keep you poor. Prosperity is a material state, but it is attained through a spiritual battle. Let me repeat that. Prosperity is a material state, but it is attained through a spiritual battle. Ephesians 6 verse 12 warns us, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." So what we are sharing today on the call is a very important issue. If we don't learn how to stop the devil's robberies in our lives, no matter how much we seek to prosper, we will not make no real progress toward abundance. It's time to expose the devil for the father of lies that he is, which it talks about in John 8 verse 44. It's time we depose him from his position as ruler of the darkness of our worlds. And the devil has been used his lies about money to destroy good relationships, break up families, even split churches. But the money wasn't evil. Do you hear that? The money's not evil. It's Satan's lies about money that are evil. It's time to serve notice on the devil. that he's deceived us long enough. Far too long has he ripped off our possessions and indiscriminately robbed the saints of God, literally diminishing our quality of life. So it's time
to take a stand.
There you go.
Hallelujah. It's time to recognize our prosperity heritage. Prosperity is a part of our heavenly heritage. It comes from being the child of a king. You have the ability to take back what the devil stole. You can claim a significant portion of the riches of this world and use them to finance the final end-time harvest before the return of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
This passage of Scripture puts into proper perspective our position in this spiritual battle and highlights our spiritual heritage better than any other. Recently, we quoted Luke 10:19 several times, but we feel led to do it again.
Amen.
Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. God gives us power, authority over the enemy. And by now, we should know that poverty is clearly one of the tools the enemy has used to keep us weak and ineffective. But we have the power to overcome poverty and lack. It is our part of our prosperity heritage as sons and daughters of the Most High God. Listen very carefully as I read Hebrews 2:14. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that hath the power of death, that is, the devil.
Hallelujah.
Jesus wiped out the devil's power. He can no longer keep you poor. Now God is calling us to be great givers and to participate in every aspect of the end time harvest. As strange as it may seem, you're now beginning to perhaps hopefully understand this wonderful truth about abundance, that is not just an impossible dream. It's a reality that's happening to you. You're now possessing a new prosperity mentality. You're walking out of the door of financial impossibilities and crossing the threshold of unlimited possibilities through the power of God. God has given us authority over the enemy. Our Heavenly Father wants us to abound in good things.
Mm. And we have the scriptural ability and authority to reclaim lost treasure. God demands double restitution. In Exodus 22:7, it says, if a man shall deliver unto his neighbor money or stuff to keep, and it be stolen out of the man's house, if the thief be found, let him pay double. The thief is not the dishonest lawyer, the divorce, the liquor, or the drugs. The engineer of all those robberies is Satan himself. He works in and through the children of disobedience, unsaved men and women. In Ephesians 2:2, it says, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. There it is in Scripture. The devil is the true thief. He's the one who takes what belongs to us, whether it's stealing our health, our wealth, our happiness, our job, or any of the other possessions we might have that the Lord wants us to have. But the Bible says that if we find the thief and accuse him, he must repay double what he has stolen. But that's according to the kingdom of heaven. You know, sometimes we don't get justification here on in earthly courts, but God.
But God.
But God.
Today, if not before, we have found a thief, Satan himself. We're not wrestling with flesh and blood lawyers, bankers, real estate agents, or any other person or group of people. We are wrestling with Satan and his host of demon forces. The next move is up to us. God is waiting for his people to take up the arms that he's already provided for us, the weapons of our spiritual warfare.
Amen.
And take back everything the devil has stolen from us. Behind every evil activity on this earth, there's a single mastermind, Satan. He's behind all the troubles, riots, wars, crimes, murders, and thefts that take place and taken place in the past, and all the evil things which are still happening today. When you name the true villain in your spiritual warfare, take him to God's heavenly court.
Amen.
You can begin to benefit from God's system of retribution and restoration in your life. Let's look at Exodus 22:7 one more time in the Living Bible. New Living Translation. Suppose someone leaves money or goods with a neighbor for safekeeping, and they're stolen from the neighbor's house. If the thief is caught, the compensation is double the value of what was stolen. Remember, the devil's the root of all sin. Lies, theft, hatred, deception. But Jesus is the root of all righteousness.
Hallelujah.
Your environment is not able to keep you from prospering when you follow God's laws of biblical economics. If you're in poverty, it's not because of some chance of birth, education, ethnic origin, whatever you may think is holding you back. You're bad on problems with the devil and, frankly, with yourself. If God has given you the power to get wealth, then logically it follows that Satan will try to bring you poverty. Begin now to live a prosperous life. Start challenging the real thief, the devil. Accuse him in God's heavenly court. Demand your goods back. Rebuke Satan. Expel him from your thinking patterns. Think only on the things God says in his word concerning you and your prosperity. Let me say that again. Think only on the things God says in his word concerning you and your prosperity.
Amen.
Be strong-handed when dealing with the enemy. Poverty cannot live in you when you destroy its root causes.
That's right.
And how do you do that? By understanding the word of God.
And principles he teaches on prosperity.
Confessing it,
yes.
Believing it, and you will
work in it.
That's it. Manifest it.
That's right.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Mm.
Just remember, the devil's a liar, and he wants you poor.
And God's principles work when you work the word.
Yes, it does. Go to haroldherring.com. If you've been blessed by the teaching, click on the button that says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.